Previously on Lost.
We think you're special. We want you to lead a team of highly trained people.
How was the interview? What, I want to go all the way to Portland for research that doesn't even work.
Because it does work. I'm pregnant.
My whole life, all I've ever wanted was to have a baby. Not because of you.
I know that you don't care, but the people I spent the last 3 years of my life with, they just left me.
You okay?
Yeah.
She's not coming with us.
Yes, she is.
Why?
Because they left her behind, too.
Getting late. This is a good place to make camp. I'll get some firewood.
I'll go with you. You want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
About the week you spent over there with them.
Well, after you left, I'd made a deal with them if I took care of Ben that they'd let me off the island. I just kept my head down, did what I was supposed to, and I didn't ask any questions.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay. Let's have it.
I want to know what you people are doing on this island. Why you're terrorizing us, making lists, kidnapping children. I want to know everything. But the first thing I'd like to know is, who are you?
Bioscience? I'll let Mr. Alpert know you're here.
Thank you.
Wow. I think they're taking this whole corporate secrecy thing a little too seriously.
I'm never going to fit in with these people.
Hey there, Dr. Burke. Yeah. If you pop the trunk, I'll get your bags.
Thank you.
Well, you managed to find us.
I didn't even know they had an airport out here.
I know, it surprises everyone. Hi.
It must be Rachel. Richard Alpert.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for letting us borrow your sister for a few months.
Just promise me you'll bring her back in one piece.
Well, we'll do our best. So listen, it's a security thing. We have to take you in the rest of the way. So whenever you're ready, we'll be waiting right over here. But please take your time. Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's better this way.
Is this a mistake? You shouldn't go. What if you get sick again?
I won't. Cancer's gone. And I'm 100% preggers, thanks to you.
I'll be back.
Yes, I know.
Before you give birth, I promise.
I know. Don't worry about us, okay?
Okay.
You spent your whole life working to get here, so don't blow it.
I love you. Okay.
are you?
If I told you who I was, if I told you everything that I know, you'd kill me.
What do you think I'll do if you don't?
Leave her alone.
Sooner or later, she'll answer my questions.
She'll answer your questions when she's ready. And you'll wait until she is. She's under my protection. Okay?
Shh. Charlie. What's going on?
Didn't you hear Aaron?
Is he okay?
No, he's okay. He's okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I just feel a little bit off. I didn't sleep well. I can't believe I didn't hear him crying.
Well, maybe he's coming down with something. But why don't you let me take Aaron and you get some more rest?
Yeah, do you mind?
Absolutely.
I won't sleep long. I guess it's no use asking him to wait up, huh?
They'll come around. Just give them some time.
My people kept Saeed chained to a swing set for 3 days. Then I dragged Kate to the jungle, handcuffed myself to her, and lied about it. How much time do you think they need?
Back to our beach in a couple hours. They'll probably be over it by then. You nervous?
Hell yes.
I know that 6 months sounds like an eternity, but you're going to be amazed at how time flies once you're there.
I can't wait to find out where there is.
Dr. Burke, I'm going to have a seat. I'd like to take some of your vitals. If that's okay with you.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, everyone at the company is really excited about you coming down, Dr. Berg. And I think your research is really going to have a major impact on us.
What is that?
That is orange juice with a considerable amount of tranquilizer mixed in.
You want me to drink it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to want to be asleep for the trip, Dr. Burke.
It can be kind of intense.
Okay. I was fine with signing all of your paperwork, fine with agreeing to not talk to anyone in my life for 6 months, fine with the fact that no one in the medical community has ever heard of Mitlow's bioscience.
Why were you fine?
What?
Why were you fine with those things? It seems like quite a leap for a job opportunity. And we're not paying you that much. I think you're fine because deep down a part of you knows that the place we're taking you to is special.
Special, huh?
Let me ask you something, Juliet. You took a woman, your own sister, whose reproductive system was ravaged by chemotherapy, who was sterile, and you made her pregnant. You created life where life wasn't supposed to be. That's a gift, Juliet. You have a gift. Now, don't you feel you're meant to do something significant with it?
where we're going, you can do just that.
Where exactly are we going?
I can't tell you that. What I can tell you is that you'll see things there that you never imagined. Now, no one is forcing you to do anything, so if you change your mind, we're happy to take you back to the...
You probably shouldn't have drunk that so fast. It's okay. You'll be hoarse for a few hours, but it gets better as the day goes on. Sorry I had to strap you in, but the last leg is always a little bumpy. Watch your head. Give me your hand.
Hello, Dr. Burke.
My name is Benjamin Linus. I'm really looking forward to working with you. Watch your step here.
Hey, whoa, that's too much water. It's gonna be all soggy.
Help me, old dude. It's supposed to be soggy.
Well, if it ain't three men and a baby. I counted Hugo twice. A what? Well, I used your name.
Hey. Does anybody know where there's any aspirin?
And Claire, you don't look so good.
What are you doing up? You're meant to be in bed.
Yeah, no, I know. It's... my head's pounding.
I got you covered. Two aspirin. Come right up.
Thank you.
Son of a bitch.
Jack. It's Jack.
The hell is she doing here?
Hey.
So, you're like one of them, huh?
I'm Juliet.
I remember you from the dock, where you put bags on our heads after you shocked us.
I had the day off.
So I hear you're a doctor.
I'm really more of a researcher.
Uh-huh.
They send you over here to keep an eye on me. Okay.
The last one of you guys that came over here, Ethan, kidnapped Claire and Charlie got upset. Buried him over there.
Go ahead this time.
She's gone, Juliet. She's dead.
It was Sabine's choice to get pregnant. She knew she was taking a risk.
I think it happens at conception. And if that's the case, there's nothing I can do about it, at least not here.
I'm not sure I understand.
The only way to see if I'm right is to take a woman off the island back to Miami.
No, you're not taking anybody off the island.
In that case, there's nothing more I can do. I know you put a lot of faith in me, Ben. And I'm sorry I couldn't help you. My sister's giving birth. It's been 3 months. And I haven't even been able to call her. It's time for me to go home.
Your sister won't be giving birth in 3 months, Julia. She'll be dead before then. Her cancer's bad.
Where did you get this?
Mikhail. I'm sorry I should have told you sooner. I just didn't see what good it would do.
What good it would do? I could have gone home. I could have been with her.
You still can. You can go home, Juliet. Be with her in her final days. Or you can stay here and help me with our problem.
Why would I stay?
Because if you do, I will cure your sister's cancer.
I'm supposed to take that on faith?
You've been here for 6 months. You've done extensive workups on all of us. Have you seen even a trace of cancer?
That's here. And being that you won't let me bring my sister here, I'm going to
need
more.
Jacob said he would take care of it himself. Unless, of course, you don't have faith in him. Every woman on this island needs you. If you choose to stay, I promise you, we will save Rachel's life.
Trust her? She's one of them.
Not anymore. Left her behind.
Oh, yeah? Where'd it go?
I told you, I don't know.
Maybe we better ask her.
She doesn't know either.
Well, here's a wacky idea. Let's sick a resident Iraqi on her. Let him do what he does and see what she says.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Well, ain't that convenient.
But I don't trust her, Jack. If she's so innocent, why won't she answer our question?
Just give her some time. She's afraid.
How much time?
Look, the fact that I trust her should be enough.
It's not.
Where did Locke go?
Went with them. Right after he destroyed the sub. The sub that was going to take me off this island.
What?
They were going to let you go.
Yeah.
Said who?
Ben.
Ben. Whose life, you say?
Sawyer. Lay off.
Should have let that bug-eyed bastard die.
Yeah, well, he did it for us.
Sounds like he did it for him.
James.
Something you want to ask me, Sawyer?
Yeah, Jack. I want to ask you why you're fighting every single one of us and sticking up for one of them.
Look, I spent every moment over there trying to find a way off this island. I was trying to help all of us. Trying to get us rescued.
Claire?
Jack! Something wrong with Claire?
Oh, my gosh.
Claire? All right, bring her back. Let's get her up.
Claire?
How long has she been like this?
She started feeling bad this morning.
Before we got back, was she showing any symptoms at all?
No, she was fine.
What about water? She should be drinking enough water.
I think so, yeah.
All right, keep that head up.
What happened to her?
You saw someone in there.
He said, what do you care?
Kate! I need your help. I need you to go and get Jack.
Oh, he's busy right now.
Please, I have to talk to him. You want to tell me why you need Jack?
Because I think I know what's wrong with Claire.
Why?
Because I did it to her.
Bad feeling in your stomach? Yeah, me too.
Claire's immune system is turning on her. She's having a latent reaction to a medication in her bloodstream.
What medication?
It was designed to keep her alive during the late stages of her pregnancy.
Designed by who?
By me. For some reason, the women here can't have babies. The mother's body turns on the pregnancy, treats it as a foreign invader. I saw it happen over and over. Every pregnant woman on this island died. That is, every pregnant woman until Claire.
What did you do to her?
One of our people infiltrated your camp and began taking blood samples right after your plane crashed. Even though Claire didn't conceive on this island, we found that her symptoms were consistent with previous mothers, so we tried to save her life.
By kidnapping her?
No, that wasn't supposed to happen. She was our control case. I had developed a serum that I thought would reverse what was happening to her. Ethan was administering the injections. Then you found out that he wasn't on the plane.
The census. I interviewed everyone. One of them isn't in the manifest. He wasn't on the plane.
So, he improvised.
Hello there.
He kidnapped her on his own. That was never the plan. Look, I know how this sounds, but without those injections, Claire would have died. Without the serum, she's going into a form of withdrawal, and if I don't treat her quickly, her immune system could shut down entirely. Jack, I can fix this. I just need the serum. Ethan kept a stash of medical supplies near the caves where you used to live. If I go right now, I can be back before it's too late.
get moving.
Where are you?
In bed. With you.
And where were you?
I was just realizing that tomorrow I will have been on this island for 3 years.
Well, then I better bake a cake.
Stay here.
What have you got there?
Carl developed some x-rays for me.
What's wrong?
Morning, Juliet.
Hi.
Can I come in?
Of course.
I was just finishing Carrie.
Still don't know why you picked it, but boy, is it depressing.
You have a tumor.
What?
When you told me about your back pain, I said that I would take some x-rays to see if it was a small fracture or a herniated disc. But that's not your problem. Your problem is a large tumor surrounding your L4 vertebrae. You're surprised.
Well, you just told me that I have cancer, Juliet. Of course I'm surprised.
No, I told you that you had a tumor. Why are you scared?
I'm not scared.
Why are you scared, Ben? You said no one on this island ever had cancer. You told me that.
I know what I told you,
Juliet. You told me you could fix it. You said that. You said that you cured my sister. You lied to me.
No, I did not lie to you.
If you can cure cancer, Ben, then why do you have it?
I don't know.
I want to talk to her. I want to talk to Rachel. I want to talk to her now.
It's not going to happen, Juliet. But I can promise you that Rachel is fine.
You never cured her.
I did.
You're a liar.
No, Juliet.
You lied to me.
I told you the truth.
I gave you my word.
I want to go home. I want to go home, Ben. Please. Can't you please just let me go home?
No.
Case.
Listen to me, Saeed.
Step back.
It's full of medical supplies. They're for Claire. Jack knows all about it.
Jack ain't here right now, is he?
I'm telling you the truth.
You said earlier if you told me everything you knew, I'd kill you. I'm going to test the validity of that statement.
It means talk.
We don't have time for this.
We cleared our schedules. We got all the time in the world.
You know, it's interesting that you two are now the camp's moral police. I'm curious. Saeed, how long was it before you told everyone on that beach exactly how many people you've tortured in your life? Do they know about Basra? And I'm sure the first thing you did when you got here, James, was to gather everyone in a circle and tell them about the man you shot in cold blood the night before you got on the plane. So why don't we just skip the part where you two pretend to be righteous? I'm taking that medication back to Claire, and you're gonna let me. Because if she doesn't get it, she's gonna die. And the last thing that either of you need right now is more blood on your hands.
Is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown.
Goodwin!
Ethan, there may actually be survivors. You're one of them. A passenger, you're in shock.
Listen, learn, don't get involved.
I want lists in 3 days. Go. So I guess I'm out of the book club. Juliet.
Juliet.
I was looking for you this morning. You and I need to talk.
Now?
We have some time. It's important. Take a walk with me.
Mikhail, we're here.
He never has his walkie on.
What are we doing here?
Something I need to show you.
Mikhail! Ben, I'm here with Juliet. We're approaching the house. Don't shoot us.
Well, hurry up, Ed.
Did you see it?
A plane fell out of the sky in the car. Of course we saw it.
What do you have so far?
Oceanic flight 815. Left Sydney, Australia, headed for Los Angeles. 324 people on board, including the flight crew.
I want detailed files on every single passenger.
Already working on it.
Can we uplink to Richard and Acadia Park, please? Yesterday you called me a liar. I was hurt by that.
Hello, Richard. Can you hear me?
Notice today's date. This is live.
Okay, Richard.
A little over 2 years ago, to everyone's surprise, Rachel's cancer went into complete remission. Shortly after, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. His name is Julian.
Okay, thank you, Richard. You want to get back here as soon as you can. We may have some new visitors.
Oh, God! No, no, no!
I'm not a liar, Juliet.
I want to go home.
That's not our agreement. You need to stay here until your work is finished.
It's impossible. The mothers keep dying.
Then we'll find more mothers. Who knows? Maybe there's even one on that plane.
Wait. What are you doing?
She's not touching Claire. She's the one who did this to
her. She can help her, Charlie.
Says who, her? How can you even trust her?
I do trust her. You trust me? Do you trust me?
Yeah.
Just give us a couple minutes here, okay? How long before this takes effect?
We should see results in a few hours.
Juliet. If this doesn't work, if something happens to her, I'm not going to be able to protect you anymore. We'll be on our own.
I'm already on my own, Jack.
Got a tarp, a couple of blankets, some airline pillows. Not much, but I'll get you started. Claire's awake. There's a lean-to that we've been using for shade, and everyone says that it'll be all right if you set up camp there for now.
Thank you.
They're good people. And they're willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Eventually, they're going to need some answers.
Why don't you? Keep talking about them. Why don't I ever have to explain myself to you?
You were there. You were standing right next to me when that submarine exploded. In that moment, I saw it in your eyes. You want to get off this island more than anything else in the world. It makes you one of us.
Let's go over it again.
I know what to do.
Let's go over it again, just to be sure.
I drag Austin out into the jungle, handcuff myself to her, then tell her I was gassed, just like she was.
And if she catches you in the lie?
I'll admit to it. Tell her it was the only way to earn her trust.
Good. What then?
They'll take me back to the beach. I know you want me to go there. but after everything we've done to them, it's going to be a problem.
We've activated the implant in Clara. She should be symptomatic within the next 48 hours. By the time you get to that camp, you'll have a nice big crisis to solve.
I'll need supplies.
Price is already on his way. He'll hide the case at Ethan's old drop point.
Tell Jack that you can save her. He trusts you.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
See you in a week.
Thank you.